excessive plastic packaging. It's become a key gripe for consumers who have become sick of seeing fruits like bananas and apples wrapped in plastic. You've seen them, haven't you? It's unbelievable. So much plastic. Well, anyway, major supermarkets, they have vowed to make changes where possible. And that's had a flow-on effect to those in the business of packaging. Joe Gilligan, he's been involved in the packaging industry for 20 years, and he says the push for less plastic is driving a lot of innovation within the industry.
Certainly, it's permeating in a few different areas. So we've got four or five products now that we're taking to the market that ideally will have a positive impact on the environment. The consumer will appreciate the effort that the growers put into it, but we're also seeing that the grower is more interested in the environment, the market's more interested in the environment, and as a result of that, we're seeing people are starting to think outside the square and are certainly looking for more avenues to differentiate themselves, but also while doing that have a positive effect on the environment and the world we live in.
So, for example, we're at a mango conference and we've got some mango trays here. Now, for years, the bottom of a mango tray has been plastic with cups in it to hold the fruit in place. What we're looking at here is looking flat. It's looking different. What is it?
That's what we're calling the paper bubble wrap, we're very excited by it. It is effectively a way of replacing plastic in the supply chain. We have a paperplex insert as well, which is certainly the first step. The cup placement allows a grower to position his fruit, and this next evolution removes that cup, which will remove redundancy in stock in the supply chain. But certainly it's going to take some time for the grower and potentially the backpacker to pack the tray of fruit. We're very excited by the paper insert and particularly the bubble wrap or the bubble paper insert. Yeah. We think that one's probably a couple of years away from full market acceptance. So in the meantime, we'll continue with the paper offer, which is gaining momentum in the marketplace very, very quickly.
Using paper instead of plastic, does it cost more?
There is a small impost on the grower at the moment, but certainly it's in its infancy. And anything to do with our industry, it's all around volume. So our intention is to get that volume up, which helps you reduce the overall price in any manufacturing game. Yeah. The more you run, the more you make, the cheaper it gets. And that's our intention moving forward.
Plastic has played an important role when it comes to the shelf life of fresh produce. Paper can do the same job, can it?
There's different avenues. I don't think we'll ever replace plastic, and certainly different fruit types have different transfers of CO2 or of oxygen and have different requirements in the supply chain. So not sure you'll ever really get rid of plastic completely, and certainly plastic's taking steps to look at what they can do to reduce the level of plastic used. Ideally, if we can replace plastic in the supply chain, that's good for our business. We've rolled out paper punnets. They've still got an overwrap bag, but that overwrap bag's combustible, recyclable, less plastic than what you'd see in a clamshell for instance.
And are these paper stickers that we're looking at?
Yes, that's right. The label itself is actually a paper label. We've all eaten an apple and ended up with a bit of plastic in our mouth. So ultimately, if we can get that to a paper-based label, which this one is, it's also printable in line. So if there's a barcode change, etc., you can do that while you're running your fruit through the shed. Which means you're not ordering 200,000 labels at the beginning of the season and then there's a change and they sit in the back corner. So not only is it paper-based, but it also hopefully will reduce waste in the supply chain moving forward as well. And there are other positive benefits to both the paper label. Because it's paper, you can use a citrus watch instead of trying to scrape it off your grater if you're a grower. And certainly with the paper insert, that actually soaks up mango sap. So you're not getting as much burn on the fruit. So while we've rolled it out with the recyclability banner in mind, we've actually found it provides other benefits throughout the supply chain as well, and particularly for the grower, which is really, really good.
How much competition is in this space right now in terms of packaging companies?
Look, there's a lot of competition in packaging. I think some of the products that we're taking out to the market probably are at the forefront, which is great. But, you know, typically, if you have a large uptake, it's not long before someone catches up.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks, Matt.